And now it's time for Dorothy's List, our series about the books nominated for Vermont's Dorothy Canfield Fisher Children's Book Award. Each month during the school year, we visit with middle grade students reading one of the books nominated. This month, students from Burlington's two middle schools got together to discuss The Art of Secrets by James Kleiss. VPR's Amy Noyes was there.
When this group of students from Hunt and Edmonds Middle Schools got together to discuss The Art of Secrets, some of them were meeting for the first time. So Edmonds librarian Carol Rensa started them out with a matching game to allow the students to mingle. Some students had cards with the names of characters from The Art of Secrets, and others had cards with descriptions of the characters.
What about Saba's father?
There are a lot of characters in The Art of Secrets, and we hear from each of them throughout the novel. We hear the narrator's voices through emails, journal entries, text messages, investigative reports, and snippets of conversation. The unique format draws different reactions from these Burlington middle schoolers. Some students find it hard to follow the mystery, but others like that it keeps them guessing.
It's quite interesting, but also confusing. Like, guess and work out through what information you have.
Because at the ending, I was really confused. It confused me. I had to, like, reread it again and again until I found out.
It kind of makes you have to go deeper and infer some things. I like books that make you think.
That was Burlington students Emily Wujawadi, Khalid Barwani, and Theo Ellis Novotny. They all had questions for the author of The Art of Secrets, and so did 8th grader Pearson Nitz Caldwell.
How did you come up with this idea for such a cool story and such a cool format for it?
We put Pearson's question and questions from the other Burlington middle schoolers to author James Kleiss.
My initial inspiration was that I wanted to write a mystery. And when you write a mystery, you always start with the point of view of the person who's committed the crime. And so I came up initially with the crime story. I knew what the crime was. I knew how the crime would unfold. I knew who was responsible for the crime. And what I didn't know is how this community of characters would respond to each development of the story.
Saba Khan is the main character in The Art of Secrets. She's a first-generation Pakistani-American. The story starts out when Saba's family's apartment is destroyed by fire. The police say it's arson, and it might be a hate crime. Edmonds 7th grader Najma Malawiya has this question for the author.
Why did you choose Saba's family to be from Pakistan?
I live on the north side of Chicago, which is a remarkably diverse place, racially, ethnically. And one of my goals as a writer is to make sure that my books reflect the diversity of the place where I live. And in this case, I began the book in the fall of 2008. And that was a time when Muslim Americans were experiencing a lot of discrimination on the north side of Chicago. And I was thinking a lot about how it must be to be part of a community, but to be treated like an outsider. And so when I was assembling the characters for this story, I knew that I wanted to include a Pakistani-American family to put at the center of that.
Edmonds 7th grader Emma Lowry noticed the outsider experience is central to the story in The Art of Secrets, and she asks author James Kleiss about that.
Your book is all about outsiders, and were you ever an outsider in your life? How does that relate to your book?
Oh, absolutely, I've been an outsider in my life. I think everybody has. Insider and outsider status is one of the great themes of young people's literature, because it's a universal experience that sometimes you're going to walk into a situation and feel like you're an absolute insider and that you are with the in crowd, you are part of the power dynamic, and you're in control. And there are plenty of other times in your life when you feel like you're on the outskirts and not included. And I certainly went through times in my life where I felt like I was not popular enough or powerful enough. Sometimes you're going to feel like an insider. Sometimes you're going to feel like an outsider. And for me, what's most interesting is what do you do with that position?
And Emma had this observation.
The book itself is sort of different from other mysteries, and it makes it an outsider a little bit.
Hunt's 6th grader Miles Ellis Novotny's favorite character in the book is a foreign exchange student named Javier.
What gave
you the idea for making the character Javier?
Javier's one of my favorite characters in the book. He's from Spain. So in telling the story, I wanted there to be different degrees of insiderness and outsiderness, if that makes sense. Javier was a great character to bring in. He's such an obvious outsider. He's from a different culture. And I knew that because he was an outsider, he might end up a suspect in some of the crimes that take place on campus.
Many of the characters, like Javier, are students or teachers at Subas High School. The school community rallies around Subba and her family. Kevin and Kendra Spoon are new kids at school. They organize a fundraising auction for the Khan family. Here's author James Kleiss reading an excerpt from The Art of Secrets. In this scene, Kevin Spoon is telling a newspaper reporter about the fundraiser.
I mean, there are other motives for helping Saba's family. As sad as it sounds, and my sister will never admit this, Saba's tragedy is Kendra's social opportunity. It's barely November, and people know who my sister is, and they like her, you know? All because of this auction project. Wait, please don't put that in the paper. That sounds cold. Best way to put it is, Kendra and I want to help this family. The whole school does. It's no big mystery. It's not crop circles. It just feels good to help people, right? It's the decent thing to do. That's where we're coming from.
With so many different narrators throughout the book, Emmons eighth grader Clara Martone wonders why we don't hear more from the protagonist.
Since Saba was the main character, why did you have her only write in journal entries, like a couple times throughout the whole book, instead of having her just be the whole narrator since the story was about her life?
I wanted to make sure that there was at least one narrator in the book that the reader could trust was telling the truth. Because Saba's writing in her journal, and, you know, a personal journal is not generally shared with other people, we knew that she would be honest in her account of her feelings and her motives and her observations as the story progresses.
Edmund's seventh grader, Adeep Garung, was one of the students who found the book's unusual format tough to follow.
Why did you make it so complicated?
Adeep, I appreciate that question. And one of my goals when I began writing The Art of Secrets was to tell a mystery that the reader had to solve by the end. All the clues are there for the reader to know who committed these crimes. And at the end of the book, Saba's own conclusions are correct, but it doesn't spell it out for you. There's no, you know, long signed confession, but the clues are there so that the reader understands what's happened and why it's happened.
Edmund's seventh grader Molly Allen wonders how much of Kleiss's own life is reflected in the story.
How is this book connected to your life?
You know, when I began The Art of Secrets, my goal was to tell a fun, sort of twisty mystery. And one of the interesting things about writing is that your intentions will change as you work on a project. And so even though when I began the story, it didn't seem to connect very much with my life, the more time I spent with those characters and explored their motives and their feelings and their experiences, the more of my own self went into the book. The times in my life when I felt like an outsider, the times in my life where I felt like a newcomer and had to make a special effort to sort of connect with my new community. I can look at each character in that book and see some aspect of myself.
The Art of Secrets is a twisty mystery that keeps the reader guessing right up to the very end, which prompted Hunt 8th grader Chloe Debadu to ask,
I would like to know what your inspiration for the twist at the end was.
Chloe, you're right. There is a twist at the end of this book, and I did know about that twist before I ever began the book. It was all part of the master plan of this crime. What was really fun to me was to see how the other characters would piece it together and how the reader could piece it together.
Chloe says she had fun figuring out how the mystery ends.
It was a surprise. I mean, I had my suspicions like everybody else, but at the end, when I finally connected the last dot, I was like, I had to take a second and be like, whoa, and think about everything that they had to piece together to pull this off. And it was really cool and inspiring.
And while figuring out the mystery was a challenge for some of these Burlington middle schoolers, they all said they had fun trying. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.
The book is The Art of Secrets by James Kleiss. Thanks to librarians Carol Rensa at Edmonds Middle School and Charles DeBritz at Hunt Middle School. Next month on Dorothy's List, The One Safe Place. It's a near-future dystopian novel by author Tanya Unsworth. When Devin's father, grandfather, dies, leaving him alone on their farm, Devin heads for the city to find help. Once there, he finds scores of kids just like him, living alone on the streets. They tell him rumors of a place for abandoned children, with unlimited food and toys and the hope of finding a new family. But only the luckiest get there. Here's an excerpt.
"Okay, listen. This is a bad idea," Kit said, talking very fast. "I should just turn around and walk away from this. But here's the thing. You told that boy you wouldn't go out with me. And nobody's ever done something like that for me before. Not once. Not ever. This is a bad idea. But I can tell you you've set your mind on it, and someone's got to watch your back. You wouldn't go without me, and now I'm not going to let you go alone." Kit marched forward and got into the back seat of the waiting car.
That was Edmonds Middle School 7th grader Ruby Wool reading from The One Safe Place. It's next month's selection in our series Dorothy's List, which is sponsored by the VPR Journalism Fund.